Extravaganza.
And they were in Studio C as well.
Of course.
About a year ago.
Yeah.
And One Republic played, and that band will be in Studio C coming up on January the 14th. We'll start passes on Monday.
Fun. I already got an email. My girlfriend really loves One Republic.
Yeah.
And not just because of that Timbaland song.
remix by Timbaland. It's actually a One Republic song.
Of course. So we're excited to have them join us in Studio C. Also excited to have Dawn in the studio with us for our movie night traffic light.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys, too. I can't believe we're in the first week of 2008 already.
So New Year, new movies.
Yep, that's right.
What's going to be big at the box office? Are we covering big box office movies this year?
Well, what we're going to do is there really is a slow start every year. And there's only one movie opening this weekend. And, of course, they didn't show it to us, so I can't talk to you about it. But what I thought I'd do is give you...
It's the scary one. Missed call.
One missed call. Oh, so I guess the moral of the story is answer your phone. I think bad stuff can happen to you if you don't answer your phone.
I thought when I saw the trailer for that it was going to be called... Final Destination 4 or something like that. That's what the movie
seems
like.
It might be. It does kind of seem like that, yeah. So I thought I'd give you a sneak peek into some of the unbelievable and some of the movies coming out this year that star some of my favorite actors. So we're going to start with The Unbelievable. It's a movie coming out at the end of this month. It's unbelievable because it's called Rambo, and Sylvester Stallone is back again.
Another Rambo movie?
Another Rambo. The guy is now 61 years old.
Oh, he is.
He's doing a Rambo movie, and here's a clip of kind of how the movie starts.
Lived here a long time?
Long time.
We'd like to rent your boat. We need to get upriver.
Where are you going?
Into Burma.
Are you bringing any weapons?
Of course not.
You're not changing anything.
You live so close to what's going on over there. Doesn't it bother you at all?
Rambo.
Obviously, it bothers him a lot.
Oh, yes. Of course, John Rambo's going to say today.
You're not doing any good.
Guy, he always sounds like he's drunk.
Yeah, he does.
I lived here a long time.
he's a man of few. And now
he's old and drunk. So it makes it even harder to understand.
That's true.
Yeah. So
does
that's
he have a walker
be
in this movie?
Yeah. He is sitting down a lot.
He is sitting down a lot.
I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Yeah. But I'll check it out. We'll see what it is.
When does that movie come out?
It's the end of January.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't have to wait too long.
And
for that
they're
one.
Not even like Rambo 4, Rambo 5. They're just calling it Rambo again.
It's Rambo.
Just Rambo.
Rambo. And didn't he just do Rocky?
Yeah, he did Rocky,
Sylvester,
you know.
Sylvester,
six or whatever that
Sylvester.
Was. I know.
Are just trying to pull out all this. It's like all the reissues of old albums that we don't really care about.
He wants to buy a new car. He's doing some movies.
Okay,
all
what
right,
else?
The next movie is starring a couple of my favorite actors. It's Jodie Foster and Gerard Butler. You can never get enough of Gerard Butler. And it's called Nim's Island. And Jodie is a recluse author, and she writes these fantasy novels. And one of her biggest fans is a little girl that lives with her father, who's Gerard Butler, on a secret island. And here is a clip from that movie.
The new Alex Rover book. Excellent.
But when her island is threatened, she'll reach out to her favorite hero.
Dear Alex Rover, my father's lost at sea, and our island's being invaded. I need you, Alex Rover.
But I'm not that Alex Rover.
You're definitely not.
She thinks I'm you, and you're not even real.
Nim's Island.
I took a plane, I took a helicopter, I stole a boat.
We really enjoyed that trailer. We had a really fun time watching. It looks fun.
It looks really fun.
I'm actually really excited that Jodie Foster is going to be in it. It looks like a good movie
for
a change.
It does.
I really like
dark,
her as an actress.
Not just frightening and all sorts of mental stuff going on. Yeah.
Not the panic room stuff.
Yeah.
And not the flight plan. Yeah, all of that. And the little girl is Abigail Breslin.
Yeah.
And she is a little girl that was in Little Miss Sunshine. And she's been doing a lot of movies lately.
Okay.
She's super adorable. So it looks really kind of adventure fun. Yeah, Nim's Island. Okay, the next one is probably going to be, I'm guessing, one of the best animated movies of the year. Mm. It's Dr. Seuss's Norton Hears a Who, or Horton Hears a Who. It's hard to say. And it stars two of my favorite fun actors, and it's Jim Carrey and Steve Carell.
Oh, wow.
And Jim Carrey is the elephant, and Steve Carell is the mayor of Whoville. And here's a clip of Steve Carell talking to his wife.
Hey, hon, did you ever get the feeling that you were being watched? And that maybe that thing watching you is, a giant elephant?
You know, I'm gonna have to
say no.
And these are from the creators of the Ice Age people.
Right.
So the animation
really
is amazing.
Fun animation. And who doesn't love Dr. Seuss?
Exactly.
Well, I can see, you know how they stand in these rooms, these sound rooms, kind of like this studio here with microphones, and do all the voices. Can you just see like Jim Carrey and Steve Carell probably trying to outdo each other in the studio?
Yeah. This is going to be one of those really fun movies for everybody to go watch.
It's a good family movie. And do you know when this one's coming out?
Yeah. I think that is in April or March or April, I think. Yeah. So it's a little bit out there yet. And the last one, you know, we talked about Rambo being a sequel movie. There's lots of sequels coming out this year. There's the Chronicles of Narnia sequel.
I know it's going to be the biggest movie of the year.
What's that?
And it might be this one. What are we talking about next?
This is the Batman sequel. This is the Dark Knight. And this is the Batman sequel.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, another one of my favorite actors. Yes. And here's a clip. I believe this is probably toward the beginning of the movie when he's talking to Alfred about some bad stuff that's going down.
I knew the mob wouldn't go down without a fight. But this is different. They've crossed the line.
You crossed the line first, sir. You hammered them. And in their desperation, they turned to a man they didn't fully understand. Some men aren't looking for anything logical. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
So the bad guy in this movie is the Joker, and this time he's played by Heath Ledger.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
This is a movie for everyone to see.
Yeah. This is going to be,
not the kids, but the adults.
Yeah, but it's going to be darker.
Dark stuff for the guys, and there's handsome.
Can't
men
believe
for
you
the
didn't
guys.
Bring it up, Dawn, as a movie critic.
Uh-oh.
The biggest movie of the year.
Yes.
I'm predicting is going to be Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls.
The
new Harrison Ford movie.
Yes, it's going to be huge, and they're keeping everything very secret. I couldn't get my hands on a trailer or any clips or anything because there's lawsuits and all sorts of stuff for people that broke the confidentiality agreements when they were filming. There's lots of secrets, secretive stuff going on around that.
So Harrison Ford, also, who's the Shia LaBeouf? Remember him?
From Transformers.
Yep. And Cate Blanchett.
Yep.
And it's coming out in May.
It's going to be huge. And the other big one, of course, is going to be the Harry Potter movie.
Oh.
Yeah, that one's going to be coming out next fall.
Number five.
All right. What is it called? The Half-Blood Prince, I think. Mm. Yep. Mm. Yep, that's the one.
All right.
So that's going to be big, too. Lots of sequels this year. Lots of fun stuff coming up. Animated, adventures, lots of great things in movies this year. So very exciting.
Thank you so much for the preview. 2008, the movies to come as we, head into the new year.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll tell you how to win free lunch for your office coming up next here on The Mountain.